With an incredible 56 win record, he was known as one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century. He was suffering from Parkinson's disease, which complicated the respiratory issue that arose in June. On June 3, 2016, professional boxer Muhammad Ali passed away at the age of 74. Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. was born on January 17, 1942 in Louisville, Kentucky. When he was 12, his bike was stolen. Cassius told a police officer by the name of Joe Martin that he wanted to beat up the thief. Joe was not only a cop, but he also trained people in boxing, and he must have seen something in Cassius that told him, ooh, he's going to be a boxer. Cassius started training, and his first match, or bout, was in 1954. He won the match by split decision. A split decision is when two out of the three judges say that one person won the match, but the other judge says the opponent won the match. His incredible speed and fancy footwork got him through to the Golden Gloves tournament for novices. In 1956, he won the tournament in the light heavyweight class and moved on to the championships. In 1959, he won that too, god dang it, winning the Amateur Athletic Union's national title for the light heavyweight class. He joined, or rather was accepted, into the U.S. Olympic boxing team. In Rome, Italy, Cassius won the Olympic gold medal for light heavyweight boxing. After the win, he decided to go professional with the help of the Louisville sponsoring group. In 1963, he defeated British heavyweight champion Henry Cooper. Cassius went on to challenge heavyweight champion Sonny Liston. They went toe-to-toe for six rounds before Sonny retired to his corner, giving Cassius the win. In 1964, Cassius joined the black Muslim group Nation of Islam. He changed his name first from Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. to Cassius X, and then to Muhammad Ali, where it stayed. Muhammad owned the boxing ring for a good while, even managing to knock out Sonny Liston in the very first round of their rematch in 1965. In 1967, Muhammad was drafted to the U.S. Army for the Vietnam War. He refused to serve, stating that he was a practicing Muslim minister with religious beliefs that prevented him from fighting. This, however, was incorrect due to him stating earlier that he would fight an Islamic religious war. Through a legal case, he was found guilty of draft evasion. He was stripped of his boxing title and banned from boxing for 3 years in his prime. He took a stance that many people at that time did not. Most people supported the war in Southeast Asia, but Muhammad said, quote, "I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong." When he was allowed back to the ring in 1970, he came back strong, winning first against Jerry Quarry, then Oscar Bonavena. The fight of the century, Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier. In 1971, the two had a match in which Muhammad lost, losing his 31 win streak. He would not put up with it, winning a rematch in 1974 and then another rematch in 1975. The 1975 match lasted a whole 14 rounds before Joe's trainer threw in the towel. Muhammad Ali retired from boxing in 1981, after 56 wins, 5 losses, and 37 knockouts. After being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 1984, he put most of his time towards helping others and good causes. He supported the Special Olympics and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He also raised money for the Muhammad Ali Parkinson's Center to help people with Parkinson's. In 1996, he made another appearance in the Olympics as the one to light the cauldron, a very defining moment for the Olympics. In 1998, he was chosen to be a United Nations Messenger of Peace, going to places like Morocco and Mexico to help those in need. Helping others did not go unnoticed, however, and the President of the United States, George Bush at the time, awarded Muhammad with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. A few years before his death, Muhammad had a surgery for the spinal stenosis caused by the Parkinson's disease. It limited his movement and the ability to communicate drastically, but that didn't stop him from doing good. He opened the Muhammad Ali Center not just for his memorabilia, but also to inspire anyone to work hard for their goals and overcome them. Muhammad Ali grew up in the South during a time of open segregation and segregated buildings. He experienced racial prejudice and discrimination firsthand. That exposure molded Muhammad and taught him never to back down from a fight, whether that be physical, mental, or something he believed in, like not going to war. Muhammad was married 4 times. The first time to a woman named Sonji Roy in 1964. But since she refused to adopt the Nation of Islam dress and customs, they divorced in 1965. Muhammad Ali married Belinda Boyd in 1966 when she was 17. They had 4 kids, Mariam, Jamila, Laban, and Muhammad Ali Jr. Muhammad Ali and Belinda Boyd divorced in 1976. Veronica Porsche was his 3rd wife. They got married in 1977 and had 2 daughters together. They divorced in 1986. Muhammad married his 4th and last wife, Yolanda, also known as Lonnie, in 1986. They had been friends since she was 6 and he was 21. They had a son named Assad and remained married until Muhammad's passing. He would often refer to himself as the greatest or the prettiest, and would self-praise himself. Well, that's what self-praise means. I know that. He would use children-like poems and boast about winning the fight even before the match had even begun. One of his most well-known quotes was, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. The hands can't hit what the eyes can't see." In 2001, Muhammad was played by Will Smith in the film entitled Ali. Muhammad's funeral was one for the ages. It wasn't a private, closed-off service like most funerals are. No, no, no. Muhammad planned his funeral well before he actually died, and made it so that anyone could come and pay their respects. Taking place in Louisville, Kentucky, over 20,000 people attended. There was an I Am Ali festival, there was music, there was an Islamic prayer, even. Overall, the funeral took 3 whole days. Muhammad stood up for what he believed in, no matter the consequence. We could all learn a thing or two from how he lived his life. Thank you for tuning into this episode on Muhammad Ali. That Guy's Dead is written and produced by myself, Zachary Westbrook. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure you share it around with your friends, your family, people you don't even know, on Facebook. It helps to spread the podcast to those who really might enjoy it. Also, if you have any comments or maybe a suggestion for who I should do next, head over to either Facebook and search up That Guy's Dead, or over to Twitter at That Guy's Dead Pod. I would love to hear some feedback, maybe something you didn't know, maybe something you did and you really enjoyed, just so I can get some feedback on from you guys. Just know that I can't do anyone who has not passed away, so I cannot do Floyd Mayweather. I'm sorry. I hope you have a wonderful day, and tune in next time for the next episode.